This is the Ripple Effect with your girl K-Dot, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.
Hey, what's going on, guys? It's your girl K-Dot back in the building. Yeah, we doing it a little differently. We filming. I told you we was going to be filming. I put a little something out there earlier. It didn't come out exactly the way I wanted it to be, but here we are now. You know how it goes. Man, this is exciting. This is big, guys. This is big. My bracket's still doing good. I don't know about y'all's. Yeah, we talking college basketball for a little bit. Gonzaga almost messed up my whole bracket. Well, not the whole thing, but at least my final four selections. Because in the final four, I do have Gonzaga, Kansas, Kentucky, and of course my school, Arizona. So, and I have Arizona taking it all. So we'll see how all that pans out. You know, but there's a lot going on, especially in the NBA. LeBron James passes Karl Malone for second overall in total points scored. That is crazy milestone. Guys, I don't think you understand. Like, I come from an era of MJ, right? Just like a lot of people who are in their 30s, probably the same thing. But I believe J. Cole said it best, middle child, right? We definitely are. If you're in the 30s, you understand what I'm saying. Like, in the early 40s. You understand what I'm saying? Like, you are caught in between two generations, you know, Generation X and Millennials, even though they kind of group us into that category, which is, like, kind of weird. But we have the benefit of being able to see Michael Jordan in his prime, right, and kind of say, okay, that's our GOAT, that's our guy. But at the same time, we also got to see Kobe Bryant and the evolution of him once he left Shaq and what he was able to do after Shaq winning those two rings, right? And then I have to say it, right? The king comes along, you know, and if you know me, I'm not the one to really call LeBron king, or just because I never liked the fact that people are always anointing guys before they earn it. I was never a fan of that. I'm a fan of the hard work that you put in, and all you can do is say, okay, we'll see how far this goes. But as far as saying, okay, you're the king, you're the chosen one off the rip, I'm not feeling that. That's not exactly how I like to rock, but other people do, and other people just kind of like to be the first ones to be like, oh, I told you. No. You didn't tell me anything. We had to all watch it in order to witness it, because you could have easily have been wrong, right? I mean, to live up to that pressure, to that hype that LeBron James has, I'm even messing up their names, like, that's actually a compliment, you know? But it's just crazy, because he lived up to that hype, not just on the field, off the field, because that was our biggest critique of Michael Jordan, right? You couldn't say anything to him, right? I mean, look at the finals. Like, I mean, but he also didn't make it to the finals as many times as LeBron did, because there's always that argument, you know? So are we celebrating the fact that MJ never really got there as much as LeBron James, but when he did get there, he killed? Or the fact that LeBron was able to get there so many times but wasn't able to win it every time because he was there so many times. And yeah, we can definitely argue the fact that he orchestrated himself being there, right? Because he was drafted by Cleveland, right? And he wanted to go to Miami and win not one, not two, not three, right? You know how that went. But at the end of the day, I mean, when it's all said and done, LeBron said it perfectly even on his podcast, The Shop. I'm not getting anything from advertising for them, but you should watch it because it has so many different perspectives from athletes to, you know, any celebrity pretty much. Like, you know, but it could be actors, it could be directors, it could be comedians. I mean, the list just goes on and on, whether it's football, basketball, baseball. He covers it. I mean, the conversations seem genuine. I personally vouch for it. But anywho, I say all that to say this. LeBron is that dude just because of what he's been able to do on and off the court and what he's, those promises that he was able to fulfill. And even when he went back to Cleveland and he said it himself, he said he was the GOAT. And I still want to wait until he's done, but I'm here to tell you that I am open to my GOAT being changed just off the strength of, we need to watch what he does when he is finished. I need to see more. Just because he's playing more, right? I mean, that's only fair, right? I mean, let's wait until the guy hangs it up. Like, we're acting like we, you know, put guys in the Hall of Fame, you know, before they even retire. Like, you could tell who's going to be a Hall of Famer. I get that. But come on. Like, I mean, I just think a lot of times, you know, people get bored and they need more content. They need things to talk about. So they just want to talk about it. And it's like, at least just have some validity to it. That's all I'm really trying to say. Because at the end of the day, it's like, we're watching greatness for sure, no doubt. And I was never trying to deny it. Like, everybody who was like on LeBron, like first thing, you know, back in 03, you know, that's cool. Everybody can have their hero, so to speak. Like, I have nothing against that. But there are LeBron haters out there. Oh, and it's real. But I just never liked when people called me a LeBron hater because it just didn't make any sense. I just said I preferred Kobe Bryant at the time because we're talking, obviously, early 2000s. Like, you know, and it's like you guys were ready to anoint him before he even won anything. And let's keep it real. Let's keep it real. His rookie season was official. Like, it was good. It was legit. But Melo should have won Rookie of the Year. Let's just, if we're all being real, you know, and that's no hate on LeBron because he won it, but LaMelo did his, I mean, sorry, LaMelo, going to different eras. No, Melo did his thing. I'm talking about Carmelo Anthony. He did his thing, right? And he deserved Rookie of the Year. And he took his team to the playoffs that year. You know, I mean, we could argue who he had on his team and JR and, you know, he did his thing and he should have won, right? But they were, but you can tell the NBA at that point in time, I'm not going to say was dying, but it wasn't getting the ratings that it once was because we're in the era after Michael Jordan, right? And Kobe Bryant was going through his things and, you know, we were just going through a time period where nobody was really watching the NBA like that or even talking about it for that matter unless you were a diehard NBA fan. I can tell you that for a fact, you know, and I was always a fan, always in it to win it. If you've known me ever since I was young, that's where I would be. If everybody was over here playing around or whatever, and there was like a big game on, especially a playoff game, I was in the other room, you know, keeping an eye out, making sure I wasn't missing a thing. Because, you know, back then when Reggie Miller was killing my Knicks, yeah, I witnessed all of that. I got to see it live in color. Wasn't cool. Wasn't pretty, but whatever. That's neither here nor there. But I say all that, I know it's long-winded, but I'm just saying congrats to LeBron James. He has earned it. Everywhere that he's went or everything that he has done so far, he has earned it. I mean, he is now sitting at number two. He's still got a little ways to go to catch up to Kareem, but if he keeps playing the way he's playing, not to mention he's talking about continuing to play even when his son gets in. I mean, and I believe his son has another, what, 2 years or something like that and change. So who knows? I mean, if this man is pretty much leading every category after he is done playing, what can we say next? Yes, we can argue that he orchestrated it, like I said, because he put certain pieces around him. But at the end of the day, it either worked or it didn't work, right? Like the situation that they have going on with the Lakers. Yeah, it worked for the first year. You got Anthony Davis. Cool. They got a championship in the bubble. Arguably one of the easiest yet hardest championships to win, depending on who you talk to. But, excuse me. But at the end of the day, the way I look at it is, yeah, it's hard. But it really depends on the person, though, because I'm not going to trivialize anybody. Because some people say it was hard. Like, if you either talk to some players or if you've watch interviews and hear them talk about it. Because even Paul George, you know, during interviews was ready to snap. Like, guys were just definitely, like, on edge and not feeling it, you know, for the most part. But they're saying for guys who weren't really accustomed to, you know, that type of pressure, playing under those bright lights like that. I mean, that guys like that were able to shine a little bit more because they don't have people, you know, trash talking about, you know, their mom, their kids, whomever, you know, because the stands were empty and you were kind of just bowling, like just able to just play ball. But others would argue, well, that's the purest of the game you got right there, right? When you just playing ball, you know, it's just your teammates versus another team. and that's it, you know. But yeah, if LeBron ends up leading every category from rebounds to steals to assists to scoring, and he's not even known as a scorer. When we think about the best scorers, especially in the game right now, obviously Steph comes to mind first. You know, you're thinking about Kevin Durant. You know, I mean, you're thinking about guys like that, or even, you know, before, you're thinking about Kobe Bryant, you're thinking about MJ, just their ability to just score, especially when the lights are the brightest. That's what you're thinking about, you know, when they're straight up in the limelight and it's like, okay, it's win or go home, you know, a few seconds left. You got the ball at the top of the key. You know, it's like, who do you want to be in that situation? Who do you trust the most to make it happen for your team? That's really always what the argument was about. And LeBron's about to lead that category, you know. I can't say about to. It's going to take a little bit. But we can safely say if he keeps going on the trajectory that he's headed on, it's looking pretty good. So what are we going to say next? What more is this man going to have to do for us to say, maybe he is the goal? Maybe. I'm not ready to go there yet. But that's what kind of annoys me about people out there who don't have, like, who are very small-minded, very narrow-minded, and not able to be open-minded. Or even have the nerve to call me stubborn. Like, I'm definitely not stubborn. I just believe what I believe until I see different. If I see different, I can't question it. Just like what LeBron's doing right now. If he keeps on doing what he's doing, I can't question it. At the end of the day, you know, Kobe Bryant, that's my favorite player. That's my guy, right? But if you're talking about overall greatness, from what I've seen with my eyes, with the players that were assembled around him, with everything that's been going on, I mean, especially the level of, I mean, talent and everything that they had to face, you know, MJ was my guy, you know? Like, that was the GOAT for me. But when you keep watching and just seeing all these milestones get broken, after a while, it's like, what, really, really? Because after a while, where are you coming from with all this? Like, what more does he have to do? Because if you're asking for him to do more after he leads every single category, and he has about, what does he have, like 4 rings now? So if he adds on another, either 5 or 6, like, I don't understand what you... Because even if he doesn't tie Michael Jordan, like, but he's leading every other category. Yes, basketball is a team sport. But there are some differences and there are some personal accolades that we do look at. We can't just keep overlooking it or pick and choose when we want to say, oh, but it's a team sport. Like, come on. We know it's a team sport. We're not talking about golf or tennis, you know, obviously tennis singles. But we're... Come on, we know what it is. But everybody just likes to make their argument work best for them, and I get it. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at the game and the body of work that LeBron James has put in, it's okay to call him king. I can tell you that. It's okay. It's okay. Everybody's going to have their opinion, but at the end of the day, I'm not going to sit there and say that if you don't agree, you know, you're a LeBron hater, because that sounds a little, you know, a little crazy, because at the end of the day, you don't necessarily have to agree with me, but I need you to at least acknowledge that what he's done is nothing short of amazing. And whether it's on or off the field, how you've able to, you know, stay focused on that goal. You're just a kid from Akron, no college background, single parent household. What more do you want this guy to do? That's all I'm asking. Because even if he does, like, you know, but he's on this path. And I think we're at a point where, and it's funny because I'm talking about this on his down year, meaning as a team collectively. Like, the Lakers are probably not even going to make the play-in. You know, they've had the worst season thus far. But at the end of the day, it's like, yo, what more do you want this man to do? Like, I wouldn't say it's hard for me to realize that, but I get it. When you're a child and you have, you know, your eyes set on that one dude, and it's, you know, it's MJ, that's all it's ever been, and you kind of got to get beyond the stubbornness. You kind of got to get beyond, you know, whatever's going on between your ears, you got to get beyond that, because what we're witnessing is greatness, and I suggest everybody to appreciate it, because it's going away, and it's going away fast. And here's the thing, we're not going to see this again for a long time. You need to understand that. If we will ever see it. Remember, LeBron came from nothing. Nothing. Now, our other stars that we elevate, right, our Kobe Bryants, you know, we can't necessarily say that. I'm not going to say they had necessarily the best upbringing, because they'll probably, you know, obviously they have their own story and things of that nature, and MJ as well, but their upbringing was under a lot better conditions than them. So for him to kind of find himself, find his people in a sense, like his community, his tight, you know, Mav, you know, Rich Paul, and, you know, his tight circle, and them venture off into this journey called life, and not only figuring it out, but mastering it. Like, what he's done is masterful. We have to understand that. We have to come to terms with that. And we also have to understand that that is not a bad thing. Change is not bad. Change is great. I just don't like when we're already to anoint people or say there's been change before they even really change. But well done. That's all I have to say. Well done so far. It's been great. So in all that, just understand that it's okay to evolve, it's okay to learn, and it's okay to change your mind about things. That's all part of living. Because if you're not evolving, you're not living. Don't forget, losses equal life lessons. I'll see y'all later. Peace.
This is The Ripple Effect with your girl, K-Doc, where we're discussing NBA and NFL and everything in between.